Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Shot, the mini-series where the whiskey sets in and the host and guest get a little silly. In this episode of The Last Shot, we talk about why the white picket fence may not be the dream, and how ADHD can be a superpower if harnessed the right way. I hope you enjoy another episode of The Last Shot.
I thought a white picket fence is real cool, but it's only cool in the middle of nowhere. Like, yes. A white picket fence in the middle of a neighborhood looks real weird.
It does.
So, like, we were talking... Like, I was talking to my friend.
You're getting real literal with this.
Oh, yeah. If we're going to get really literal, I always thought white stuff was nice too until you have kids and then it's dirty all the time.
Yeah. Yes. I can't even keep my own white shirts clean. Right. No. Hey, if I go to Chick-fil-A, Polynesian sauce tries to find the fastest way to my stomach, and it's not backwards into my mouth, down my throat. It's like just straight to my shirt. Yes. No matter what, it always every misses time. My mouth.
White shirts are a no-go for you.
Yeah, white shirts are definitely a no-go.
Well, I just meant in general, like separation from your community.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You have a white picket fence.
Yeah, what does that separated. Say? Yeah.
But like you have your backyard, so that's like you still got a fence. But I feel like you have like that open fence up front. You're like you're growing and you're meeting your neighbors and your kids are growing and you're building a community.
I like that.
Sorry.
Yeah, I've never.
You did get more. Heady with that. I was like, he's going really literal about it.
I have to explain how I get to points because I jump really far.
Oh, me too. You're probably ADHD then or ADD.
Oh, there's 1,000%. Me and my wife both are.
I'll start bringing up a conversation that we were talking about 3 days ago seamlessly as if we were just talking about it. And she's like, babe, that's a 3-day-old conversation. How did you think about that? I'm like, oh, well, you're talking about cereal and then cereal has grains in it. And then that made me think about milk. And then milk made me think it's about just, protein. And
it's
and,
fascinating.
But it happens like that. All yes. those thoughts happen in like half a second. Yeah.
It is fascinating. Yes. Like we could, I'm sure, do a whole podcast on ADHD, but I've never
for sure.
been around someone really that had ADHD. And then I married someone with it. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Superpower.
It is a superpower. And I want to reframe, like, not to get totally off topic, but like, I want to reframe that because everybody looked like, look, man, they wanted to put me in disability classes when I was in school. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then when I took the SAT in high school and I was not the best student, I got a 1680 out of 1800, but they wanted to put me in disability classes. it's like I was brilliant, but my brain, still. I just couldn't sit still. I couldn't, and I didn't do homework because I'm like, why am I going to do homework when like I don't
useless.
I'm understanding what you're teaching me right. in the hour and a half block that I have with you. Why do I need to go home and do more of it? Mm-hmm. And like, I love school, and like, kids should go to school, stay in school.
It's not built. For every mind.
It's not built for everyone.
That's what's crazy. For me, I love school.
I think
I like order and I like structure and I can sit still, but we're complete opposites. And I'm like, it makes a lot of sense why you would have struggled because I see you like sitting still is not a thing.
I would look at a rubric at the beginning of a semester and I would say, okay, I cannot do all these things and I can get this on the final exam and I can pass the class.
See,
I would literally do the math in my head the day of the rubric being given to us and being like, okay, cool. So I'm not doing any homework because it's only worth 20%. I need a 70 to pass. So then that gives me a 10% window. I can knock everything else out. And like quizzes and tests, I'm like, I ain't worried about that. Like
the worst thing that happened for me. So you know one of my best friends, Ian Hackett. So we read the 4-Hour Work Week and learned about the 80-20 principle. That was out there and stuff too. So the first thing that we did, because same thing, we have the same type of mind, is we're like, all right, so to do the 20% of the work to get 80% of the outcome is this. Okay, got it. So we don't only do 20% of the work, and it'll drive the teachers absolutely nuts. Yeah. They're like, can you please hand in homework?
But you graduated and you're fine, and you still went to college.
Yep.
And,
I just hated doing homework.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, but I hated it because I'm like, I don't need this. Like, right. I don't need to do this. But going back to like the ADHD thing, it really is. I really think
it's a superpower.
It is a superpower. And like, mm-hmm. so many kids are in school right now. And like, I think of like one of my nephews who has ADHD. And like, I love that his mom isn't like looking at it as this disability. Because if he gets put in school, there's a statistic out there that when a child is diagnosed with ADHD, the number of negative comments that they hear versus positive comments over that next 12 years of their life, like being in education.
Yeah.
And it's staggering.
Wow.
The number of negative comments that they themselves will hear. Not that people will just say, but they'll hear. And so you think about the, like,
it kind of shapes you too.
It will shape you, like
vital time in your life.
There was a period definitely where like I believed things about myself that weren't necessarily true because of what teachers would say. And even in some ways, like my parents were great, but like what my mom would say and stuff. But I learned to shape myself through discipline and to control myself because ADHD is in some ways very hard, but I learned to just have self-control and it just takes a lot of discipline. And like, I have pretty bad ADHD and you can see it in effect in conversation and this conversation, I'm sure.
I can actually see it.
My wife can see it when I start the dishes and then 3 minutes later I'm doing laundry and then a minute and a half later I'm cleaning the bathroom and I didn't finish any of the tasks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it can very much so be a superpower, and that is a conversation that needs to be start having everywhere.
I think what would be amazing is if the government, one, paid teachers better, but two,
preach. Yeah.
Two, which is totally possible. There's so much land and so many kids in the world. If they built like multiple schools for different like personality
different
types.
Yes. Yeah. Different like learning types.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Yeah. Please. So like, I feel like you can't really do it because you got too many kids in one classroom because we don't have enough teachers.
You got like a 30-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
How is a teacher? They can't expect. It's not their fault.
No.
Yeah. It's so true.
I hope you enjoyed the latest episode of The Last Shot. If you thought this snippet was interesting or entertaining, please consider subscribing to the Whiskey and Wisdom podcast or listen to the full episode with Ben and Cassidy Royall.